It is so nice knowing I have absolutely no use for you anymore.
A cruel smile again twisted her lips. Energy slammed into me, picking me off my feet, and I bobbled as she tried to control her newfound strengths. With a jolt, I flew back, crashing against the wall. My head snapped with a crack, and I fell limply to the ground. Eli wrenched from his captor's hold and ran to me. My heart pounded with a sharp ache. I had known fear before, but realizing I no longer had my capabilities sent a new level of terror through me. I felt helpless against her, naked. Magic was part of who I had always been, even when I wasn't aware of it. My lids lowered. My body wanted to sleep.
Stay with me, Bryson.
Eli cupped my face, turning it to him.
Don't you give up on me.
Oh, young love. You two are so delectable. I could eat you up.
She tilted her head and looked at Eli.
We both know, Eligan. If she knew the full truth about you, she would not be so smitten. Shall we see?
Eli twisted his body, standing to face her. I could not see his expression. Anira clasped her hands together and walked to him.
To top off my lovely party, I think it is time to serve the scrumptious dessert I planned for you, Ember.
Her smile was too wide, too gleeful. Protectively, I pushed my back into the wall, using it and Eli as a brace to stand. Anira glared at my mom.
It is the least I can do. You should know the full truth about Eligan and about your mother. Your real mother.
Mom's expression blanched, but she shoved her chin in the air defiantly.
Do your worst, Anira. I'm not afraid of you.
Anira smiled sweetly.
You should be.
Her head rounded back to me.
You think Ember will continue to love you after what I tell her?
What did she mean by my real mother?